Proclamation number 6752 of 2nd of February, 1957. The Right Path. The Right Guide. Enter all the path that leads to the heights. It is narrow and impassable, but the obstacles can be overcome if you entrust yourselves to a good guide who knows the path, who will lead you past all obstacles and cliffs with a sure hand, and who also chooses the shortest path to the aim. Do not let yourselves be frightened by the efforts and strains that lie ahead of you, for your guide will also give you strength for this, and you'll overcome everything effortlessly and also no longer feel the path to be as steep and impassable as you initially believed. And if you look back, it will seem like child's play to you, and you'll also call out to your fellow human beings to choose that path which brought you to the aim. But the aim is the gate into the kingdom of light, which is open for you who have walked this narrow path upwards. And thus you must regard all difficulties in your earthly life, all strokes of fate, adversity, illness and failures as obstacles which again and again obstruct your path to ascent, and which you must bravely overcome, but not flee from them and stray onto side paths which seem easier to you. For these lead far away from the right aim. Therefore, accept everything that earthly life offers you in terms of difficulties. Ask for strength. Turn to the right guide and be certain that you will overcome them, because the guide will help you, and his help is always a guarantee to reach the aim. A high-level path does not require any effort, but you will also constantly remain on the same level. But you shall reach the height. Your bliss is at the top, for you are still at the bottom, where the kingdom of the wretched is, from which you should descend in order to be able to be blissful. Hence you also have to use strength, and therefore entrust yourselves to a powerful guide, and once he has taken over the leadership, you will, as it were, be carried upwards, for your will to reach the top is already the strength which will accomplish your ascent. For this reason, a laborious, arduous earthly life should always be proof to you that you are on the path to ascent. Whereas you run the risk of having deviated if life does not demand any effort from you. You must not only think of physical exertion, but rather of that strength which requires you to overcome suffering and hardship of all kinds, for you must become still in all the trials you face, and this, becoming still, this, bearing in submission also requires strength which you may draw from your faith and love. To bear suffering patiently is also to overcome the obstacles on the path upwards by humbly taking upon yourselves what is good for the salvation of your soul, which now becomes increasingly lighter when it can cast off its dross, and now the ascent also becomes increasingly easier for it. There is only one thing for you, to entrust yourselves to the divine leader Jesus Christ with complete faith that he will take over the guidance, and that you will now follow him without hesitation, no matter how and where he leads you. And if it is over suffering and adversity, then he also knows that this path will bring you success, that it is the right and shortest path for you, and then you must be willing to take it without contradiction, and you will not regret having entrusted yourselves to his guidance. Only ask for strength to be able to cope with all resistance, but don't ask for averting this. For your guide is always at your side, and he sustains you and gives you assistance wherever obstacles stand in your way. And every overcoming of such obstacles signifies the safe distance from the abyss, and the ascent will become ever easier for you the more firmly you trust in Jesus Christ's help, that he will open the gate for you which leads into the kingdom of light. Amen.